from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A Canadian firm says it won't pull investments out of Cuba as the U.S. prepares to ban company executives. A former Guyanese finance minister says his new party should bring an end to tribal politics, and one of Jamaica's largest commercial banks is forced to close because of billion-dollar debts. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Cuban government says that Canadian mining firm Sherritt International is one of its most important investors. The foreign ministry today reacted to the announcement from the United States State Department that senior Sherritt officials and their families would be barred from visiting the U.S. Rosie Hayes in Havana has the story.
With more than $500 million invested in Cuba, Sherritt International is a key investor and an essential business partner for the country. It began its dealings with Cuba before the revolution, and most of its money has been poured into mining, oil production and exploration, agriculture and tourism, all of them important industries which can bring in hard currency for the Caribbean island.